Aber die Sache, Perkei Mishne Yud. Jain Nesach, Shinofel, Lebor, Kule, Osse, Bano. Jain Nesach, that fell into a bor. This is similar to what we were talking about in Mishne Ches, where some Jain Nesach fell into a vat of Yain Shel Heter. So the whole thing is awesome. A little bit shrewd, because Mishne Ches, we qualify it. How much it has to be? Does it have to be a larger amount, or even a drop? If it's a point, we do say kama kama bottle. The answer is the Mishnah is over here not coming to tell us the protum of this halacha. It's only agav the tanakam over here, agav Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah means to say, in an oifin where yayin esach that fell into a very large amount will be osur, then the whole thing is osur. Kulay, that's the stress. Osur bahano. That means that if the vat of wine was kulay nesar, and it's $1,000 worth of wine, then it's all osur. He's not allowed to have enough of any of it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, like, man. Yimocher kulay b'tzkecho, b'chutz v'mein ayin nesach shaboi. The iser shtir is an iser shtir, but the iser hano, he could sell the vat for, the vat was previously worth $1,000, a drop more wine fell in, it should be worth $1,000 and $2. He could sell it minus those $2, and it could be nene. That means that we don't look at the whole vat as being one shtik yayin nesach. We see yayin nesach mixed in, don't have enough from the yayin nesach. We Batsim had this din, or similar din, in Per Gimel Mishnah Tes, it talks about, according to Rebbe Lezer, being Meilech Hano the Yam HaMelech, and we don't look at the whole Taruf as being also Lecha, it's the same din. It's important to point out, is that this, that we look at the whole vat as being in Gansin Nesar, is only because of the Taruf's Lach Balach. What would be if you would have, like we said in the previous Mishnah, you have plates with, you have Chavis of Yayin, one of them is Yayin Nesach, the Chavis got mixed up. There's no Bittul because of Chavis is a Dov Choshev, so you have 1,000 barrels of wine. Over there, everybody would hold that all you have to do is sell it without the value of that Chavis, because you can't look at all the Chavis and say the whole lot of, the whole truckload of 500, 1,000 Chavis all became one Isser, that doesn't make sense. It's only when it's one vat, you could say the whole vat has Yayin Nesach, it all becomes Nesach. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah Yudal. Gas shel even shezipsoi b'kechavim. This is a press that was used, it's made out of stone, and it was used to produce Yayin Nesach, and it has to be coated in order to function efficiently, it has to be coated with tar, with zephyrs. And the stomach, they put yayin, this was the way they did it, in order to take the smell out of zephyrs, which would ruin the wine, they mixed it together with a certain amount of wine in order to neutralize the bad smell. That being said, the wine that was mixed into the zephyrs is yayin nesach. Semelem minagvo vihi tahiru. Should wipe off the press with water and with dirt. That means to thoroughly clean it off. And with that, we don't see it anymore as having an effect of yayin, which is yayin nesach, and it won't asa. Otherwise, everything that's made in the press will be also. But that's enough. Vishal eitz, if it's not a gas that's made out of heaven, it's made out of eitz, Rebbe oimi yinagev. The shita of Rebbe is all you have to do is wipe it off, like we just said. The wiping it off is not enough. If it's shel eitz, it absorbs the wine, and then you have to be yikloifes hazephis, you have to peel off the tar, and then you have to wipe it off to take off the residue. The shel cheres, ava bishukolavis hazephis haveis hazu, the cheres is so absorbable that we see the ganze cheres as balur with tamis, so there's no way to get rid of it. So once you process the gas with Yayin Nesach, if it's made out of cheres, we see it as osalom, there's no ticket.